Hello, this is Benjamin Berkeley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to a moment of settlement with Benjamin Berkeley. Today, the Lord will lift up your head. God will assist you. The Lord will defend you. In every area of your life, you will see the hand of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, setback is not your portion. Limitation is suspended over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may you experience the goodness of God in the land of the living. God will make room for you. You will make headway in life in the name of Jesus Christ. In every area of your life, you will not know setback. You will not fail. You will not fall. In the name of Jesus, the goodness of God will be made sufficient over your life. In every area, whatever you face, heavenly assistance will come through for you. In the precious name of Jesus. And everybody that believes, say louder and better, amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Berkeley. Moment of Settlement is a daily prophetic prayer podcast that is designed to empower you and position you for the best of the day. This is your day, and God's blessing and goodness is going to be made manifest in your life and in your family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to welcome everyone that is listening to this podcast for the first time. You are especially welcome. The Lord be with you and the Lord bless you. The Lord uphold you and the Lord make room for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No evil shall befall you. I appreciate your joining us. Thank you so much for your time. And in case this was sent to you or shared with you, and you desire to be receiving this podcast daily on your mobile phone directly, all you need to do is to send the word register. Send it as an SMS or a WhatsApp message to this phone number, +1 972 639 1762, and you will receive instruction on how you can be getting this podcast daily on your mobile device. Lord be with you and the Lord strengthen you. Now, my prayer attached for you today is from the book of Psalm 105, verse number 42 to verse number 44. Psalm 105, verse 42 to verse number 44. The Bible says, "For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy, and is chosen with gladness, and he gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people." Wow. He gave them the land of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people. I'm excited today because somebody under the sound of my voice, you are getting ready to inherit labor that you have not worked for. God is set to push you and put you into an harvest that you did not labor for. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, enter into divine harvest. Enter into supernatural harvest in the precious name of Jesus. Listen to me. He remembered his promise. The promise of God is the provision of God. And the promise of God is the potential for the performances of God. In the promise of God, there is your own possibility. When you see God's promise, inside the promise is your own possibilities. I therefore decree, may God remember you. His promises over your life will come to pass. His promises over your life will be delivered. You will not be forgotten. He remembered his holy promise. When God remembers, destiny will advance. When God remembers, he will restore. I prophesy today, may the Lord remember you. May the Lord remember your family. May the Lord remember your household. May the Lord remember Noah. Genesis 8 verse 1, he brought him out from the stage. He made the water to assuage, and he made a way of escape for him. God will remember you. God will remember you. This week is your week of remembrance. And the promises of God will come to pass. Promises of God shall be fulfilled. The promises of God will be done. There will be no more delay in your life. Prophecies and promises will no more be wasted. In the precious name of Jesus, I decree by the word of God that he brought them forth with joy. This week, experience joy, experience gladness. Whatever will bring you into sorrow will not happen to you. Whatever will kill your joy will not come your way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord will give you joy. Somebody shout joy. I'm telling you, this is your week of joy. This is your season of joy. You will experience joy like a river. You will experience joy like a river. Whatever would tamper with your joy, the Lord will frustrate them. And the Bible says He gave them the lands of the earth. He gave them. They didn't struggle to have it. He gave them. They didn't fight to get it. He gave them. Ashala bababa. He gave them the land. He gave it to them. They didn't have to lobby. He gave it to them. This is what I call divine settlement. God divinely said to them. God supernaturally handed over to them. He gave them. Maka Pauri Siri Kadia. Aluma Ragada Satoria Maikapa. I am prophesying to somebody's life today. By the mercies and the wonders of God, God will give you inheritances. You will inherit land. You will take over property. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will give you the lands of the heathen. God will give you properties in this season. It will give you, and you will enter into the labor of order. Stressless possession. Possess possession this week. Possess possession this week. Say amen louder. I say possess possession this week. In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where others have labored, enter into their labor. Enter into their labor. Enter into their labor. Enter into their labor. Enjoy supernatural harvest. Where others have labored, go and get result there. Tapamo suka ligadaya. I am prophesying by the Spirit of the Lord. This is your season. According to God's word, they inherited the labor of people. Inherit your inheritance. Take over what is yours. Possess your possession. Somebody shout amen like a believer. Renka pao isiria dahaya. It is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you believe that, let your amen run like thunder. You have a possession in God. And time has come for you to possess your possession. This is the era. This is the season. This is the hour for you to possess your possession. I want you to believe it. I want your hearts to be ready and your spirit to be open. There is a possession for me. There is an inheritance for me. They inherited the labor of the people. God will cause men to labor on your behalf, and you will enter into other people's labor. In the mighty name of Jesus, today, no disappointment, no evil, no calamity, no trouble, no negativity will come near you. The hand of the Lord is mighty upon you, in Jesus' name. And everyone that believes, come on, say louder and better, amen. Glory to God. Wonderful, wonderful. Share this prayer with somebody. Let it go far and near. Let it be a blessing to many. Now, my word charge for you today is still the continuation of the series on 21 decisions you must make to advance in life, to make headway this year. We've looked into so many of them, including the fact that you need to upgrade in knowledge. Another one I want to share with you is a decision not to give up. Life is never fear. Decision not to give up. Those that gives up don't go up. Nobody goes up by giving up. If you will make headway in life, you must build what we call resilience. You must refuse to allow opposition to stop your positioning. Refuse to give up, because it is one of the secrets to breaking forth. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your pursuit. If you don't give up, you will grow up. If you don't give up, you will become great. Ask anyone that become great in anything, anyone that experience and enjoy greatness in life, they all had a point in their journey where they felt like giving up. If they have given up, they wouldn't have found themselves where they are. You are going far, don't give up. It may be tough, but don't give up. If you don't give up, you have chances of getting results. But when you give up too early, you don't know what you can handle. I challenge you to make a decision that as you pursue your goal this year, as you pursue God, as you move in the direction of where you want to go, don't give up. I see you making it. I see you shining. I see you going higher. The Lord is with you, and no disaster will come near you. In the name of Jesus. And everybody shout a believing and louder amen. God bless you. I want you to believe and believe it. Believe it. Believe so strongly in the word of the Lord and pursue the agenda that God has for you in this season. Don't give up. You are going higher in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord bless you and uphold you on every side. I look forward to your testimony. Now, if this was sent to you and you desire to be receiving this podcast daily on your mobile device, just send the word register to this phone number, +1 972 639 1762. Text the word register to +1 972 639 1762, and you will receive instruction on how you can be getting this podcast daily. I wanted to also share this. Somebody shared it with you. You also be a sharer. Share with others and let it go and be a great blessing to them as well. The Lord be with you in the name of Jesus. I look forward to your testimony this week. It's going to be a great week for you. Amen, amen, and amen. Till I come your way again tomorrow on this same platform, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.